David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest. It is the founder of Style for Substance, and her name is Susan. Have you ever wondered, like, you looked in the mirror, you put on an outfit, and it just doesn't look right? You know, sometimes the color might not be looking good on you, and you think it's the outfit, but maybe it's because your hair doesn't really coordinate with the color of the outfit, or maybe it's your skin tone. You know, what colors really go best with us? What makes us pop? What makes us define who we are? And what makes us really look good and make us feel good when we look in the mirror? Well, Susan has created an app and she's created different tools and techniques, and she has a lot of great tips to share about finding the right colors for yourself. The clothes and the colors and the makeup and the things for your hair that make you look the hottest and the best and the sexiest. So here she is, Susan, and she's going to tell you a little about herself and her app, and she's going to provide you with different tips and ideas for your hair, for your skin, for your makeup, for your clothes, and everything you need to know so you can look your best. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'd love to hear more a little about yourself, and I'd love to hear about this app and the wonderful things it could do.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So my name is Susan Genesco, and I am the founder of Style for Substance, as you mentioned. And we just actually just today launched what we're calling Color, C-O-L-Y-R, which is a kit that helps people determine their best colors. So basically, there's a little device. It's an incredibly accurate professional grade colorimeter, and it allows you to take measurements of colors. So you start by taking measurements of your skin and your hair color, and then the app has a patent pending technology that allows for creation of a numerical color palette. And that numerical color palette then allows you to scan whatever you'd like. So you can scan your clothes, you can scan accessories, in some cases makeup works, and then you can get a really clear, objective yes or no on those items, whether or not they're going to work for your coloration. So this has been a long time coming. I've been working on this since 2015.
Wow.
And we soft launched about a year ago, got a ton of feedback to make sure it was as user-friendly as possible, and some really wonderful ideas for where to go with updates for the app as well. So we have several new updates that are planned for the rest of this year. And then we have base functionality, and then we're going to put those updates in hopefully before Christmas here. So that would be available to folks. And then after that, at the beginning of 2025, we're going to add a few additional things. So that's what I've been working on.
So what gave you this idea and what motivated you to want to make an app?
Sure. Yeah. So I have actually been, I've struggled with in this space my entire life. And I had gotten the services of several very, very expensive personal stylists. And what I found was a lot of like, yeah, that's I like that. But then they didn't agree with each other. And I got, you know, I used several apps, I used some online sources. And what I was finding is that it wasn't built for me as a customer. It was there's a lot of subjectivity involved as well. A lot of like my opinion is, and
yeah.
There was a real lack of consistency, and it didn't feel like I was getting to a place where I was learning how to fish on my own.
Yeah.
And I was getting very, very frustrated by that process. And in fact, one of the things that kind of the straw that broke the camel's back was I had gotten some feedback from a personal stylist. I live in the Washington, D.C. area. And the feedback was to get rid of a whole section of clothes from my closet. There were things that, you know, I kind of liked, but, you know, I was going to take her word for it. Got rid of the clothes. And then the environment is just so that everyone is incentivized to sell you things. So she actually sent me a bunch of sponsored links. and in a couple of cases to rebuy the exact same clothes that I had just gotten rid of. And I just realized, like, this is, first of all, when you're getting paid, as it's several hundred dollars an hour to do this, you really should, it should be independent. The conflicts of interest there really bothered me. And then also there was really no consistency. And I felt like with my kind of science background, I thought we can do better here. This is an industry that's absolutely ripe for disruption. We can do better. And so just did a lot of training and looking at color science and seeing what options were out there in a whole variety of spaces, and was able to kind of narrow down on a color system that's called Munsell, and it uses a hue value a chroma framework, so three dimensions of color, and it was developed in the early 1900s, and it's actually what all modern color systems are built upon. So that's really what the foundation of it is, and then we just take one or more aspects of that color system and modify them, or to give people a full or more full palette that they can work with.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that. I love that. And so it really it's a text, like you could tell, like by your hair color and your eye color, and it looks at all different aspects, your skin, your tone, everything.
Yeah, so we can't do eyes because eyes are actually the reading that it gives. You can't put the device in your eyes. So now somebody is really excited about their eye color, and I understand that. Some people are just very excited, or very, like, my eyes are blue. I would say, first of all, that there is frequently people do not see your eye color, right? Unless they're pretty close to you, you actually can't what color somebody's eyes are. And even if mine are like a pretty light blue, like you probably can't tell that right now.
I couldn't tell you your blues or eye your eyes are blue. No.
That's right. So what if you're talking about like visual space, for most people that's going to be skin, and then as kind of a secondary one is usually hair. Now, if somebody's very excited about their eye color, and that's fine, maybe they're going to be in close proximity to others, and it's a part of them. What I tell them is that they can use the paint store method, and it's just that you go to a paint store and they have all those little color swatches. You actually hold them up to your eyes, and take a look, and then grab some that look pretty close, and their lighting usually isn't wonderful, and then go back out in better lighting and find the one that's closest to your eye color. And you can actually take the device and you can scan that, and then we have a feature on the device that's actually match two colors. So you can add your eye color in and then match a color to it. Usually I would tell people, because your eyes are such a small amount of space, you really save that for, like, I have a really cool necklace that has a bright green stone on it, or something, like a part of a scarf, and it's part of a pattern, or so it's a smaller piece of what your outfit is. Otherwise it's going to look a little bit, it can look a little bit awkward. A large amount of a color that when somebody's seeing you from 10 feet away, they don't see where the connection comes in.
I've noticed too, like when you put colors on, certain colors will bring out your eye color. And sometimes it will make your eye color look different. You know, there are people with hazel eyes that sometimes if they wear more blue, their hazel looks blue, you know, and then vice versa. If they're wearing a green shirt, sometimes their hazel will turn like they look like they have green eyes.
Yeah, so that's actually a really interesting concept in color. So when you put two colors together, they actually change how the other one looks. And so when I was putting together my color guides for I'd initially done like a very manual process for when I was doing these 10 page long, highly customized color guides for people, and it was all manual. And when I was designing the color guides, this is one of the things that I saw. So usually, if you're going to use a color, so a couple things here. If you're going to put a color and you just want to evaluate it, you want to have it on a neutral gray background. Like a medium gray background. Because if you have it on black or white, it's going to change how that color looks. And this is a really
Makes
interesting
sense.
concept. So when I was creating the guide, when I put all the color swatches on a white background, it actually makes all the colors look more gray. Takes out some of the intensity of the color, and it kind of grays it down. If I put it on a black background, all of a sudden those colors looked more intense. It made them pop more. And that's It was really very, and even when you were doing colors that worked with each other and you
Right.
were doing like strips of them together, putting them side by side,
Yeah.
just changing the lightness or darkness of what was next to it, the intensity of the color that was next to it can change how your skin color looks pretty dramatically. And I could see that right there on the page. So yeah, I'm truly, I absolutely, see that in practice when you change up the colors that you're wearing, it can really affect how other colors look, how your skin and hair looks.
And I bet you people don't even realize that because, like, even when I was working on a digital project, I put like white in the background of a font and it changed the font completely. And then when I put black in the background, it was completely different. Like, you know, it the color like changed dramatically. And it was just same solid color. It was just that you put the black or the white underneath that color and it changed the color of the font, and it was like two different worlds, black and white. It was like, you know, one turned to like bright pink and the other one turned to like a totally different color, and all because of the color and back of the actual color.
Yeah, actually, this is a it's an area that I think in the past, people used to get a better education in color, or at least that was, it was a little bit more integrated. But now, I don't think people really, because I didn't even when I started this, I didn't even know what color dark yellow was, I didn't know what that even looked like. And so there's a lot of color education that I think is not a part in the vocabulary of it as well. It's just part of everyday life. And I'm not talking about being able to name a thousand different colors because that's not efficient. It's not an efficient way of going about business. Is like, this is canary red and this is this. And because people actually see differently, it's you really need a numerical system in order to be able to classify and talk about color in a way that, is going to be consistent across settings.
No, I agree completely. I find it really interesting. And this could probably, you know, like something like this could probably help with a lot of different things, because even deciding what color shoes you want to wear and what, you know, what would look best, you know, because people have such a hard time when it comes to picking out the right clothes for themselves. A lot of times people just look at patterns or they look at the shirt and they don't really, you know, they'll buy, a lot of people won't even try clothes on and see how it looks. They'll buy it, or now because like online shopping is so big, they buy it and they have, you know, and just because it looks pretty on the screen, you know, and then they get it and they put it on and it's nothing what they anticipated. And you know, I think a lot of it is because, like you said, they don't, you know, we don't know sometimes what colors will look the best on us. We just assume, you know, we might know a couple of colors, but we don't realize, you know, there could be a cluster of colors that would really make us, you know, pop and make us look more, you know, like more, I guess, eye-popping, you know, in a sense.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Yeah, and I think the way to think about it is, it's putting a frame around you, right? So it's you're putting a frame around you. What kind of frame do you want? And just because, I think this is a really important concept because I think frequently you see online, you see two different. One is the here are your what do they call them? Neutrals, which they're not really truly neutrals. Neutrals are the scale from black to white and all the grays in between, but they have all sorts of different colors neutrals, and they'll say these are neutrals. Everyone should have neutrals in their closet. Well, not exactly, right? Like, and a lot of times black and white don't work for the same person. So that's an interesting thing to kind of keep in mind, though. You see all of those colors in a wardrobe basics, if you're gonna see that all over. And then I think the other, sort of extreme of that is I'm gonna wear whatever I like. And what I would say to that is that just because you enjoy a color, you enjoy looking at it out in the wild, does not necessarily mean that that color is going to flatter you when you put it on your body. Also, what even if there's a color that you don't like, and I have a very good example. I had a kind of a peach green color, pea green color that I was like, oh, that's so ugly. I would never. And I tried one on because it was in my palette. And I thought, you know what? Fine. Like, what? But when it looks good on you, even if you didn't like the color before, it's
Yeah.
amazing how your opinion can change when something's actually really flattering on you.
Yes.
So I try to tell people, kind of keep an open mind because you don't know until you try it on your body and you see it, you
Yeah.
know, with your skin and your hair, whether or not that color is good for you. No matter whether you like that color out in the wild, most of the time you don't even have to see yourself.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, like, even my kind of walking around the house type of clothes,
Yeah.
I've started, like, as the opportunity has come up, I've moved aside the things that aren't flattering and gotten rid of them and moved more to things that are. And
Yeah.
just when you walk past a mirror in your own home, it makes a difference.
It does
It
make a
makes a
difference.
difference. If you look good, even if, like, I don't usually wear makeup, I don't, you, but it's just like that second that you see yourself and you're like, ah, all right. And then you go about your business. It
Right.
doesn't have to be a big thing, but it's kind of a little pick me up when you know you've taken the time to make sure that you've created the best frame for yourself possible.
Exactly. And I've noticed too, also, certain colors can make you look heavier. And certain colors could actually make you look thinner. I've worn certain colors and I don't look flatter in them. I actually look heavier and, you know, parts of my body look wider. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm like, did I put some weight on? And then I'll change and I'll put a different color on. And then I'll see, like, I'll look thinner. And those parts of my body that I thought were, like, bigger now don't look as big, you know, and it's crazy, but it's like your shape, your size could actually look so much different according to the colors you wear.
Yeah, that's generally a result of where the light is going, right? So that's either lighter clothing or it's things that catch light.
Yeah.
So if you're wearing like a shiny, like a glossy color or a glossy fabric, that's also something that can result in that. So if you know you really want to emphasize your waistline, you know, you get a glossy belt, and
Yeah.
that's a nice way of doing it, is to bring, you know, the attention. So even if it's black, like it will bring attention to itself if
Right.
you know, if it's glossy. So yeah, I think there are a few things that can kind of help with that. But yeah, I generally find that the lighter the color I'm wearing, the more sort of the eye is drawn there. And so you want to be a little bit careful if it's something you're really just not pleased with about your body,
Right.
and just to sort of use it strategically in that way.
Yeah, oh, I agree. And you were saying something really good too before the show. You were mentioning that you had a friend or you knew somebody, and that person liked all the princess colors, you know. And when they got their color palette back, it was all the colors that would really look good with them were not on, you know, were not the colors that she really liked, you know. So she was, you know, she liked more of the princessy look and she got totally different, you know, colors. And I think that happens a lot. I think people, because, you know, we all have favorite colors, but not all those, you know, and sometimes we tend to buy because the colors, you know, they catch our eye because they're our favorite colors, whether they're pink or purple or orange. You know, there are certain colors that people just like cling to. But then, if you buy those colors because you kind of just love the colors, they're not necessarily going to do justice to you as a person and the way you look.
Yeah, I would say that that's one of the more common things I see, is that people really like these kind of really intense sort of Crayola colors. And that was the issue there, is she really, you know, and Disney, that like the whole thing was Disney, right? And Disney draw, you have to recognize, Disney draws their characters and they color them in a particular way,
Yeah.
right? You know, they have very oddly shaped bodies in a lot of cases, right?
Yeah.
And then also the coloration. If you look closely, like it's blonde, but it's not like normal human blonde. It's
Right.
really, really intensely yellow blonde,
Yeah.
or it's really, really intensely red, or you know,
Right.
orange, I guess. And so you have to be looking at those things. And sometimes, you know, you'll see a black, but it's blue. You know, like there are all sorts of things that they do with color in that
Yeah.
space, you know, very, very pale skin, or, you know, different things, which allows for them to put different clothing on those princesses and it
Yeah.
looks good on them. But you are not like natural human coloring doesn't look like that. And so those colors are, you can dye your hair, I suppose, to get it to that space. And then, yeah, right. Like if you put on really bright lipstick, often you can pull off something that has, that is really, really an intensely colored something that you went to, a shirt, a top, whatever, that you wouldn't otherwise be able to wear. You're kind of creating a connection point for it. But yeah, so that was kind of the issue with her. And I tried to, help her through that. Okay, fine. If you want to wear the Disney dresses, that's okay. Make sure your lip color, make sure your makeup is done. But what I don't like is when image consultants or stylists tell people that they must wear makeup in order to look good. So give them clothes that then require them to put on a full face in order to leave the house, because otherwise they look so washed out by that really intense color that they're wearing. And certainly, like I grew up, in the 80s, and there's Color Me Beautiful, and I wanted to be a winter so badly. But when I put on those colors, I look terrible, just terrible. And that's not because I'm a fall. It's because, my everything in me is not like, it's not highly what chromatic, which is like, it's not intensely colored. It's, it just cannot pull off those colors. And so, and I don't wear makeup generally. So it really limited when, like the utility of those colors for me. And it really wasn't flattering. I mean, to be honest, I was probably 30 the first time I tried something on. And I thought, oh my goodness, my skin is beautiful. I grew up thinking I just had ugly skin because it's very yellow. And so I just thought, well, like I lost the lottery on that one. It's just too bad. And to see the difference between colors that work for you and don't is actually pretty profound. And if you've never seen something and thought that about your skin tone, I would encourage you to keep looking because it is out there. There is a color out there for you. And I had given up so much on this that I was just buying discount rack, like Madewell $5 t-shirts. And it so happened that one of them worked. And now since I've found even better colors for me, but it just, I needed something to tell me that there was a better way of doing this, and just what I felt once I found it.
What do you think about the seasonal colors? Like a lot of times, like it's funny that we go by this trend, but like, during the seasons we're supposed to change colors. But then like let's say Florida is always warm. Yeah, they're always wearing bright colors in Florida because of the weather, but then you go to states like New York and, states that have the fall and the winter seasons and, they change colors, but have you come across where sometimes those fall and winter colors may not do justice for some people? And what do you think about, the concept of changing colors during the seasons? Is it meant for everybody? Do we really have to follow it if we don't want to? Because we might have a color that really looks outstanding on us, but it might not be a quote unquote fall or winter color. And, now we're entering the fall and winter seasons, So do we have to change, or can we go outside with a bright colored, pair of leggings with flowers on them, have summer colors, and we're in New York, let's say, and we're supposed to be wearing fall, and I'm wearing like aqua and pink,
Yeah, so I mean, yes, absolutely. You do you, right? But I do think there are ways of playing in that space, right? So generally, for myself, I'll speak for myself first. In the summer, I tend to wear lighter colors, and that's a practical consideration. It gets hot here, and so I generally go on the lighter side of the spectrum. Having said that, though, so I generally go lighter, and I generally add some more color within my palettes as well. In the winter, I tend to do a little bit darker within my palette. And I also tend to, I narrow a little bit. I go a little bit more towards my skin color. But the interesting thing about that is,
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. capital at risk.
That when you, so a couple things. One, if you, the most important thing you're going to wear is what's closest to your face.
Yeah.
So if you can get the top right, then the bottom just needs to work with the top.
Right.
So if you want to wear, you know, something on the top that works really well for you, you can go lighter on the bottom or darker on the bottom and right. just, you know, to kind of work with the season, whatever's kind of happening in the general, you know, the environment.
Yeah.
And I think that that is good. It does play a little bit better with sort of, you know, what's the fashion and whatever is happening. But, you know, so there are practical considerations there. You, however, can wear what makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're wearing clothes that flatter you, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You're not so tied to a season because it's always going to look good on you.
Right.
It might feel a little discordant with, you know, what you're seeing out there, you know, other people wearing and different things. But
yeah,
you know, I mean, when something is flattering, it's really hard to take that out of, you know, as long as you're dressed appropriately for the weather, like it's really hard to pull that apart and say,
yeah.
like, no, that's not fall enough.
Yeah.
There are certain colors and different ways of dressing that, you know, just seem more appropriate based on, you know, the temperature and the season. But no, yeah. certainly not. Like I have lighter colored clothes that I still wear in the winter and they're flattering on me no matter what the season is. So
right.
I don't worry about it so much.
I also noticed too, and I even noticed it on myself, and I don't know if other women notice it, but we really have to change the colors of our makeup depending on the seasons too. And you know, we might get used to certain colors that we like to wear because they look good on us. But like, I'll give an example. Before I go in the sun, I have ghost white skin. So my foundation is like light. You know, and then when I can go in the sun one day and I turn olive because of my father's Greekness in him. So once I go into the sun and my skin color changes, if I put that light foundation on, I look like a ghost. Like it like looks horrible on me. So it's like, you know, so what about the foundation, the eyeshadows, the lipstick?
So that's actually, and that's a great point. And I'll bring that, start with clothes there as well, because I have noticed when, you know, now using, you know, this system, right? This app.
Yeah.
And you see the number, one of the things I've done for people is I give them the actual numbers as well. I haven't just said like, that's a bad choice.
Yeah.
I give you the ability to see the numbers too. So you can do a little bit of customization as well. And one of the things that I've noticed is that for me personally in the summer, and I would say that this is relatively common, I get more red and I get darker. So right. the lightness goes, I get, you know, I'm darker skinned, and as well as having my skin gets a little bit on the redder side. So I'm generally very yellow, mm-hmm. orange, but on the very yellow side of it. And
yeah.
it moves to, you know, kind of a redder orange. So I actually tweak things in the summer, and there are clothes that I have and colors that I have. Like, this is a good example.
Yeah.
Like, this is pretty good for me in the summer, in the
right.
you know, when summer is at its peak. In the winter, I put that on and it's kind of like,
yeah,
it gets to the end of like what I can wear. And so there are examples like that where I shift my wardrobe a little bit. Like, this is a little bit more yellow than I've been wearing all summer. And I'm getting into where my skin is lighting up. And then this is a better and better choice for me. Well, the opposite is true for my hair. So my hair will also, you know, my hair lightens.
Yeah.
So the contrast level too of what I'm wearing changes in the summer. I don't wear things that are as highly contrasted as things that I wear in the winter, because in the winter I can get away with higher contrast because
yeah.
in my hair are, there's a pretty big difference there. I mean, I'm going gray, so not for long, but you know, for right now, there's a bigger contrast there.
Yeah.
And in the summer, the contrast narrows. And so what I'm wearing, I never wear black and white unless it's a very small pattern, because then
right.
your eye makes it into a kind of a gray.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, the contrast level of the patterns that I wear and the clothes that I wear goes down then in the summer to kind
right.
of compensate for my contrast going down. But
Yeah.
yeah, when it comes to makeup and things, yeah, absolutely. The first thing I think is the most important is just getting the color right. And
Right.
by that, I mean I usually, if I'm going to wear, I usually do eyes. And so when I was putting on eye makeup in the past, I was often going for like bronzy shades and things like that.
Yeah.
And what I found now taking these measurements is that I needed to go a lot more yellow.
Yeah.
And when I'm going to do my eyes, I get a version of yellow that's darker, to create shadow. And then I have a version that's lighter
Yeah.
and that, will bring, a little bit of more light there. And
Right.
that's generally, if I'm looking for a natural look, like that's as far as I'll go.
Yeah.
I am looking for something that's just sort of enhancing what's already there. But yeah, absolutely. If you're doing foundation, if you're doing things like that, you have to pay attention to what your skin is doing in the season, or
Right.
it's going to look very awkward on your face, on your neck. It's just not going to fit in. And then you'll notice too, like there are parts of your face that, get very tanned, some parts that don't. And again, we see this in the measurements for people.
Yeah.
There is a lot of variability even in
Right.
a single face. So yeah, I would highly recommend that somebody take a look at those things by season and, kind of adjust accordingly. Because
Right.
what looks good on you in the summer, and that would be the one caveat to the earlier point about you can wear whatever you want all year, it might not look so good on you in the winter, depending on
Right.
what you can in here do.
I was also thinking too when you were talking that the palette, like it's the app, it could actually help you pick out the best jewelry to wear too. Because even if something matches and the color coordinates, it might not be a color on the app that says, this will look the best on you. Where if you look on the color app and you see, something, let's say I'm wearing pink and you see something that matches pink on the color app, but I was looking at a different colored piece of jewelry. It might be better if I have something, in that color app to wear that, because it might actually make me kind of, pop a little bit more if I stick within my color palette.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that's going next to your face, I would pay a lot of attention to. So I, especially you can take even something that doesn't generally work for you. If you have like a nice statement necklace or a scarf or, like some big sort of like attention grabbing earrings, just something, whatever you do, you can save some things that maybe aren't your best colors, but
Yeah.
that, like they're still an important part of your wardrobe for one reason or another. Like you want to keep them.
Yeah.
You can usually make up a lot of ground just by putting something that's really flattering next to your face. So
Right.
I say that jewelry is particularly important. Now, I have a watch that's black and white, still wear it, don't have any problems with that. It's
Yeah.
not, it's far enough away on my body that that doesn't bother me at all. Like I'll
Right.
wear shoes that don't necessarily, but they go with another part of my outfit. Like I'm making a coordinated outfit.
Yeah.
What's closest to my face is always going to look right for me. It's always going to be flattering. And as you move further down my body, then, we can play a little bit more with color, different colors.
Right. And I feel like people can't really, they pay attention to your face and what's around your face the most. So it's like, and then they start to look, they'll scroll down, but like the first thing that's going to attract them is your face and the surrounding areas of your face.
Yeah, I just see a lot of people who do the exact opposite though. Like they'll plan
Oh,
their
yeah.
outfit from their shoes, or they'll pick a pair of pants and then they'll try, you know what I mean? And that
Yeah.
doesn't really make a ton because really you're trying to flatter your face. This
Yeah.
is where you're communicating with people. This is where you're trying, this is where the attention really should be.
Yeah.
And certainly I've had days where this is the last place I want the attention, but for the most part, like that's really what you're generally trying to do. Now, if you're a
Yeah.
model and you're trying to show, and this is why you generally see a lot of clothes on a runway or on models, and they're very brightly colored, or you have black and white or things like that, it's because those people are trying to show off the clothes. They're
Yeah.
trying to make the girl look good. They're trying to show off the clothes. And so you see these ridiculous colors and whatever. And it's like, it's really eye-catching. It can look really beautiful, but
Yeah.
the idea is there. Are you seeing the model? Is it flattering her, or are you seeing the clothes? They're the art. She's the
Yeah.
hand, so that's you're really they're trying to draw attention, and it's important to keep in mind. But yeah, so I think that it is particularly important that you dress from the top down, because if you dress from the bottom up, it's very easy to get attached to something that's on the bottom.
Right.
And when you're trying to match an outfit going up, you might end up with something on the top that isn't going to flatter the most important part of
Right.
what you're trying to flatter.
100%, 100%. Now, where can people find your app?
Well, sure. So you can go. It's actually on Amazon. It's on Walmart. If folks want to go
Oh,
there, they're welcome to. But you can also go to our website. It's findmycolors.com. And that gives you some good background about how the thing works. And so basically what happens is if somebody were to purchase, you get a little kit. It includes a colorimeter, a little baggie, and it includes a pretty comprehensive guide. So the guide goes through a whole bunch of, it goes through some background on color. Essentially, what I wanted to differentiate was there are a lot of color systems out there that are, they're basically just, they're built on sand.
yeah.
And there's no foundation, there's no real true foundation or scientific basis. It's a lot of subjectivity. So I wanted to contrast this. You're going to understand, if you want to, you can understand exactly where this comes from,
Right.
exactly why these colors work for you. Why you might want to take it a step further and say, well, there are other ways I could think of some harmonies, and that's fine too. Once you have the basic structure in place, you can play with it.
Yeah.
This at least gives you a basic understanding of why we're doing what we're doing here and why it should work for you consistently. Now, you might decide you don't like a color, even if it, theoretically does look good on you, but
Yeah.
at least you have a structure to build from.
Right.
And so that's what it's a pretty good comprehensive guide talking you through how kind of color works, how color harmony works, and then taking you into this is how the app works, and here's how you can play. This is what we do with the numbers.
Yeah.
You can always take it a step further or do something a little bit different with it from there. So
Right.
that's essentially what we have there. And then you go onto the App Store. So it works on Google Play as well as the Apple App Store. You can go on there and you just download the color app and you get a month free with the kit and then you can play. So right now we have two functions. We have the first function is you take your skin and hair color and then it will tell you whether the color that you're scanning is a good match for those colors. And it will tell you, so that's, it's important. It'll just give you a really
Yeah.
simple to understand smiley face, right? Like
Right.
it'll tell you right away, like this is what it is, this is how it matches or it doesn't, and then you move on from there. There is also a function that's just match two colors, and with that you can match any two colors. So you can take, once you've decided on your top, you can pick your bottoms by
Right.
using that second functionality. Now I will say there are a couple other things you can do with this that I think are kind of fun. You can actually use this for home and decor. So
Oh, yeah.
if you want to pick out paint color, you want to pick up. So generally what the foundation of all this is, you have fixed colors. And so
Yes.
in when you're talking about, like personal color, it's going to be your hair and your skin are relatively fixed colors. So that's what we build from.
Right.
Home, you might have something that's going to stay, right? Like maybe you have countertops that you're not going
Right.
to paint. Well, you can always change out the paint, or
Yeah.
you can, whatever you're thinking about changing, you take something that's not going to change that you want to kind of, build around. You
Yeah.
take a scan of that, and then you can test paint swatches for the walls.
Right.
You can test a whole bunch of, so you have another tool to even help with home and decor issues. Makeup is a little bit interesting. It can be a little bit tricky to measure because
Yeah.
it's sometimes not a flat surface. And also, makeup isn't always opaque. So if you have you can put the makeup down on your skin, and it's your skin color is going to show through. So in those cases, you do have a little bit more room to play because your skin color is always kind of in behind it
Right.
being the makeup itself. So yeah, a few different places that you can play with this. And then coming up, one of the feedback that we got, we had some really good advice. So in the next couple of months, you're going to see some functionality on there that if something says it's not a good choice for you, well then we got feedback. Well, like, what do I do? Or is blue just never going to work for me? So
Yeah.
we're putting in functionality that allows people to see right there on the screen, here are some blue. Now that blue might not work, but here are some blues that probably will. And
Yeah.
so giving people some options right there, helping people to build an outfit. So once they pick the first color that goes with their hair and their skin,
Yeah.
and to build out an outfit. So there's some functionality to build out an outfit and pick a second color where that first color is kind of already loaded in, and then you're just measuring things against the first color. So some different things like that. And then we're gonna be adding a like a shopping list feature and allow you to measure your closet if you want to do that and find clothes that work with other things in your closet. So we have a lot of things that are coming up, and I'm pretty excited for them.
That's awesome. And as you were talking, I was thinking too, this could probably help you with nail color too. So, if you're, because sometimes you go into a nail salon and you're overwhelmed with all the colors they have to offer. And sometimes we pick colors and they don't look as great, like they looked really pretty in the bottle and they looked, nice when they were like starting to paint it. But then overall, after it was done, then you look and it's like, I don't know. It doesn't, it didn't, it looked much better, but, when they were putting it on, and now I'm looking at it as a whole and finished, and I guess it would be able to tell us like, a list of different colors that would really look good if we went to a nail salon and pick different colors for our nails.
So there's also going to be a feature that just lists, and it's never going to tell you all the colors that look great on you, but just giving you a selection so that you can see, like, here's, there's a blue, there's a green, there's a pink, there's a, so it goes through all of them. And so, yeah, that's actually one of the things, that, so to, I'm probably going to end up, when all is said and done, with four different colors of nail polish. And one is going to be a red that's good for my skin. And one's going to be kind of more of like a reddish purple, so kind of more that's good for my skin. And then I'm gonna have a version that's like good with my hair, and then of each probably, and then I'm done. Like, I don't need a whole collection of things anymore because I don't have to keep testing. And also, there are times when I've, and I buy things and you can't return them. But I test them out. If it doesn't work, and I'm not gonna go, I already know I'm not gonna go through the effort to, it's just not worth it to me to go through the effort of like putting the scarf on, whatever, I just let it go. So my closet is substantially less cluttered now. I was first of all able to use, figure out what I have that was really going to look awesome on me, and get rid of the stuff that didn't, and just, like be at peace with that. That was always kind of a hard thing for me. It's just, oh, well, maybe I could, if something is, I try now to not bring anything into my closet that's not an excellent match. If something's just a good match, then I'm usually passing on that. I'll usually let things live in my closet if they're just a good match, but I'm not going to bring something in that's new, that isn't excellent. So yeah, I've just, it's sort of evolved, and now I really get excited about wearing what I have, because it's all so good. I've gone on a couple of trips lately and packed, and I end up with so many options, and it's so much fun. It's easy too then to, I pick a color palette from it, and I say, like, my kid decided for me that my favorite color is purple, so I wear purple when I never did really before, but that's fine. I find, I found some good purples, and then I've gone with it. So I generally pick something that's in the neighborhood of like brown, my skin tone, and then brighter and darker and more intense and less, and then so that's sort of the foundation, and then I add in some purples. So it makes it easier for me to put together a little wardrobe in a carry-on bag, when before I would have all these random things and they didn't work together, and I really had a hard time putting together, like, I needed my whole closet, or I was just I was out of luck. Like, I was going to end up, wearing stuff that was really awkward, for most of a trip. So it's been a really pleasant experience, there too. I can actually narrow down my closet and be pretty pleased with it.
And I think that was one of the most biggest struggles for me, and it still is a little bit, but I have to, I'm starting to get really much better at it, is that, over time we collect and we collect and we buy clothes, and before you know it, your closet starts to become cluttered again. And then it's like, you might have clothes from 5, 6 years ago that you probably haven't even worn in ages, but yet you haven't thrown it out, or I haven't thrown it out, because I'm like, well, it always comes back in style, and maybe I'll wear it again. Look, it's really in good condition. I haven't worn it that much, but then it's lying there and I haven't worn it. And then there are some clothes, like you said, no returns. I bought it, I brought it home, I tried it on, it was a no-go, but then I just stuck it in there. I'm like, ah, well, maybe if I lose 5 pounds, it'll look good on me, or, maybe one day I'll wear it. I don't want to throw it out. I just got it, and then, or I'll give it away to somebody and you forget that you even had it in the closet, and then it's like your closet becomes so cluttered, and So I think if you know what colors look good on you, if you know what outfits look good on you, I think you made an excellent point. If it's just a good, get rid of it. If it looks excellent, that's what our goal is. Because how many clothes are we really good? How many outfits will we really wear in a year? Think about it. Because there's always those favorite outfits that we wear over and over again to different things that nobody saw us in yet with the group we're going with. So how many outfits do we really wear in a year? I guarantee you it's not as many as we think. So we probably don't need a quarter or more of our closet.
Absolutely. There's no question. Now, I am one of these people, like my weight fluctuates and I can go up and down by 20 pounds. Think about, first of all, those clothes, if something doesn't fit you, it's not even close to you. It's like artwork. Like it's not helpful. And also, it's probably hurtful for you. That's one of the first things is like, I have to get the stuff out of my closet that does not, or isn't, there's stuff that's just not flattering. It's just not flattering. It just because a color works for you doesn't necessarily mean it's flattering. So, just like taking, and also this is a thing I'm also very good at, buying clothes for a life I don't have. Buying clothes for doing a lot of black tie events or this or that. I probably have 12 different pairs or 12 different bathing suits. Like, I don't know, maybe I might need one like 5 times a year. So it's really like a lot of this stuff is it's getting understanding what your life is actually like, understanding what size you wear. So those are measurements. And then this is another set of measurements that you take on yourself to help optimize the clothes that you're choosing. It doesn't just like when you take your size measurements, sometimes I want things to have a little bit more of an oversized fit. So I adjust course a bit. And it's the same thing. But it's knowledge is power. Like we're giving you knowledge so that you can then decide what to do with it. And it's not one size fits all, even at this point, but at least you have then, if you're struggling in this space or if you're over consuming, whatever, it gives you a starting point to then say, no, probably for most people, you're over consuming because what you're buying doesn't work for you. It's not flattering. So you get it home. And even though it's a beautiful piece, it's not beautiful on you, which is the only thing that's important in your closet. So allowing for those things to pass on to someone else who they might be beautiful on, that's the right thing to do in that case. And then to get to a point where when you go through your closet, virtually everything in there is going to fit you, it's going to flatter you shape-wise, and the color is going to make you just like shine. So, I mean, everybody deserves that. Everyone deserves that. And if that's not where your closet is, if you have too much or too little, like enough is a word, it means something, and it's truly like the sweet spot for a closet.
Oh, 100%. I agree. I love this. I think it's awesome. The whole app itself is great because it's finding the right colors is not an easy task, and people, have a hard time struggling with finding the right colors, the right things that will really make them really shine and feel good. And I love the fact that you could even use it to, decorate your home too and find out the right things. So many times that I have beautiful pictures that I'm not getting rid of, but then I pick out a color for the wall, and I've had people repaint my wall because it's like, it looked good when I put it against the wall, but not so much now that the whole wall is painted, so having a tool like that is really good. It helps you, not you, you know, it helps you with your clothes, it helps you with your accessories, it helps you find the right makeup, it helps you with your nails, it could help you with your, decorating your house and finding the right color schemes. So it makes life a lot easier, and it helps you, so you don't make mistakes and you pick out the things that are really going to be the best for you personally. It's like a personalized app tool, to make you look good, feel good, and be in a surrounding that makes you feel good as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that more than anything is just, I think when people feel good about themselves, like everything changes. And this is not, it doesn't have to be as complicated as people are making it. You don't need to hire a really expensive personal stylist here. You don't need to, there are a lot of junky apps that are out there in this space that are, I mean, they don't work. They
They
just
don't
don't
work.
work. It depends on which picture you put on. It depends on what your camera scheme, the screen. We don't play in that space. When you start doing this from an objective perspective, and you're just using like a numerical system, you get rid of a lot of the noise that's around this and around the complexity that's always been in this space. Like, you need an expert to tell you how to get dressed, and that's not true. Like, being dressed and looking good and feeling good, that shouldn't be reserved for a small number of people. That really should be something that everybody has access to. And I hope that, we've priced this appropriately so most people do have access to this, and it's accessible and understandable. Again, that's a huge part of it. When I first came out with this, I was making people do a bunch of math to figure it out. Like, here are your numbers. Now, here's how you do the math. And like that. So again, just trying to make this as usable and accessible to folks as possible, because it really does. I mean, my perspective, it's made a huge difference in my life. And I am one of those people who did struggle in this space and who still, I can eyeball some of it, but I'm still wrong sometimes. So it really does make it a lot easier when I can just put this objective, sensor down and just say, tell me, does this work for me or not? And then just move on with my day. And I don't have to sit there and go back and forth and try it on 6 times. And then, but I can't return it anyway. And so.
And what I like too is that, if you are on a tight budget and you don't have the ability to buy big expensive clothes, if you can go somewhere and you can pick the right colors out, that's going to make you shine. There are so many ways, and there have been lots of books out there where you can buy clothes for under $100 and you can buy many outfits for that $100 if you go to the right places. And if you know the right colors, you could really make yourself look, like a hot tamale, and really make yourself look and feel good because, it's not about what the label is. It's about looking at the clothes itself and being able to pick the right color. Colors and just looking at the material, and as long as the material looks good and you got the right color, you can really look like $1 million for very little money.
That is a wonderful point, because you really should not. I mean, people get really wrapped up in labels, and the fact that something is a very expensive brand, it has a very fancy brand name, does not necessarily mean the quality is better. And the second thing that it does not mean is that it will look good on you. Tons of really expensive designer labels out there and the clothes are not going to be flattering on just about anyone. Oh, it's just really something to keep in mind, that you cannot buy this. Just because you spend a lot of money does not mean that you will look good in the clothes. You can go into a very inexpensive store and buy things that are customized to you, that look good, that fit you, that flatter from a cut perspective, and that flatter from a color perspective. And you will look 100 times better than if you buy some crazy designer, that they've made into crazy colors or crazy fit or whatever, so that they can set themselves apart and you can tell that that's a whatever piece, right? That's not necessarily what looks good and what's going to flatter you as a person. So really, I think you are exactly right. You look at the fabric content, you look at the cut of it, you look at the color and the size. Those are the things that are going to determine whether or not that piece makes you look like $1 million, not you spending $1 million on it. Those things don't necessarily correlate.
100%. And I think that, people have to really get that through their head, because a lot of people, they go by names and brands and they try to show off by that. But there have been times where I've put on clothes and they were by fancy designers and they had these crazy ruffles on them. And, my husband just looked at me and he was like, and I'm like, well, so and so made it, it's in style. He's like, not for you. I gotta tell you, I found my best deal sometimes, and I have been able to buy clothes that are really nice, and I got a lot for my money. And just buying at the right times, buying, just knowing how to shop and knowing what type of, like we said, what type of materials, what type of colors, what type of cut looks best. There are certain cuts that make me look like $1 million, and there are certain cuts that make me look like a big box, and you have to just find out what's right for your body type, and those are, important factors. Now, if we had to take today's conversation and we had to wrap it up and you really wanted to, emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things you'd like to emphasize today?
I think number one is that color, you shouldn't overlook color when you're trying to, when you're getting dressed and when you're thinking about what you purchase and what you keep. Color is just like size. It should be a consideration that goes into whether or not something is a part of your closet or not. It should be a primary consideration. And I think just the importance of finding the right colors for you and what that can do for your life. And my story about finding a good color for me and just how much different I felt in my own skin when that happened. So, I think people, if they've not found it yet or they've not found colors that make them feel like that, keep looking. Looking. Because there are colors out there that are going to make you feel like your skin is glowing, that make you feel good about yourself, and your appearance. So I would say that those are a couple of things. I think your last point there was excellent. It's just like you can't buy this in the same that like you can't take the price tag of something and immediately move that over and try to say that that means that you're going to look good in a piece. I think there the factors that are important when you're buying clothes have to be much, much more customized and personalized to you. And that is how you build out a wardrobe. There aren't shortcuts here. When you see the 10 items that everyone must have in their wardrobe, you take that very, very loosely because those might be helpful depending on what your lifestyle is like and depending on what your body is like. Depending on what your coloration is like. So you really have to put some thought to get the closet of your dreams. You can't just outsource it. You really do need to put some thought into this. Or, like there are ways that you can make that process go more smoothly, that it's easier, but it's really difficult. Just from my experience, I found it extremely difficult to outsource that to even a very, very expensive personal stylist. They will never understand. They will never understand what truly what your life is like and how you want to live and the clothes that you want to wear. And then it's also like at least the way that industry is currently run, there are a lot of incentives there and the knowledge that maybe you could probably do better if you put in some time and energy and effort into just making sure that you get up every morning and it's just easy. It's just something that works for you.
Now, before we go, just remind everybody where they can find your app.
Sure, absolutely. So you can go, like I said, it's Walmart. You can go to Amazon. It's COLYR, or you can type color analysis and we should show up. You can find us on findmycolors.com. That is the website. I am on Instagram, and that's at Style for Substance. And I would love to hear from anybody. If you want to send me a note directly, it's Susan at colorbyyournumbers.com. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that anyone has as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Susan, for coming on the show. I wish you good luck with your app. And this sounds amazing. I'm actually really excited to try it. It sounds like an amazing tool. And I think a lot of women and even a lot of men will enjoy this app completely.
Thank you so much, Stacey. I've had a really good time.
Oh, me too. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye bye.